Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. And you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. And with you in the studio tonight, Ian and
Danica.
Also.
And James.
James. James Cleveland is here with us. And he stuck with us throughout the whole show. He originally was just going to do an hour, and I appreciate you sticking around because it's been fun. And James, you are a busy, busy, busy man. You've opened up a thrift store recently. You've entered the world of the entrepreneur, which is an exciting change for anyone to make in their life. You, for a long while, had been working as an accountant.
Yeah.
You're still doing accounting, but now as your own boss, basically. And you're doing much more than that. You're actually moving furniture around. You've opened up a thrift store here in town. And you guys are already kind of racking up some interesting stories of sort of the, you know, the business end of things and how free business is here in New Hampshire compared to other states. You were telling me off the air that you used to live in Georgia, and you've done some business in Georgia, and it was a lot harder to do business down there.
Oh, yeah. It was like the it was like the Soviet Union trying to open a business in Georgia, to be honest with you. It was like so many hurdles to overcome. It's like, okay. So I tried to open my business in Gwinnett County, and they're like, oh, you got to fill out all these forms. I fill them out. Well, you filled them out incorrectly. Redo them. Okay. So I redid them. Well, you also have to do this, and you got to get the fire inspection, and that takes, you got to schedule it. And it was just like a nightmare. And it's like, oh, you got to have a Georgia sales tax ID. And I said, well, I'm not selling taxable goods. Well, it doesn't matter. You still have to have one. And then it's like I open, and I have no taxable sales, right? I'm just doing services, and you're still supposed to file the returns with zeros. So then they fine me for that, like the state of Georgia.
Wow.
Jeez.
And I tell them, like, oh, I'd like to appeal this, and they're like, oh, well, you have to pay the fine now, and then after 12 months, you'll have your review scheduled. And I said, you guys,
12 months.
And I said, will penalties and interest accrue? And they couldn't answer that. And I said, oh my God, I better just pay this. I don't want to deal with this.
But oh man,
it was like a nightmare down there. So even in the,
you had a few hassles here in Keene from the zoning guys, but it wasn't anything compared to Georgia.
Yeah, it was. It's like it's a lot better. Even in quote unquote one of the most unfree quote unquote areas.
Keene is
of New
definitely
Hampshire.
One of the, you know, probably one of the worst, least free of all of New Hampshire. But
Keene is kind of like almost like it should be part of Vermont or Massachusetts or something. It does have a lot of great liberty-friendly people here for sure, but you know, there are, I guess, more people comfortable with government, I suppose, would be how I put it. But
yeah, it's true. Keene's kind of known as one of the lefty areas of the state, and that's actually part of the reason why I moved here, because, first of all, I think it's easier to communicate the ideas of liberty to people on the left.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my experience. But secondly, because it's a challenge. There are a lot of people here who are straight-up authoritarian, you know, statist types who love the state.
There are huge advantages, though, to this area, too. If I was doing this kind of business in Manchester, I'd be a lot more nervous. In Keene,
why is that?
Well, one of the things, it's like culturally ingrained, I guess it's that leftist attitude. The people want to support small businesses. It's kind of like it gives them a warm and fuzzy, and they, you know.
Well, I mean, just look at downtown Keene. I mean, there's hardly any. I mean, there's a few chain places. I mean, I know there's Subway and down there, and Cumberland Farms is kind of a New England thing, but for the most part, it's very, you know, independent businesses.
It's true. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Andrew is listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Andrew, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
So I've got, I was just looking at some of these numbers here, and we've got FBI shows that 27 law enforcement officers killed in 2013. So that's 27. And then according to the State Department, it says that in 2011, 17 U.S. citizens killed by terrorism. And the numbers are unofficial, but the amount of U.S. citizens killed by police is 5,000 for the past decade. So now the federal government does not keep numbers on police shooting and killing, you know, citizens. So.
Mm-hmm. So wait, what you're saying is that you're at a much greater risk of being killed by a cop than by someone who might be considered a terrorist.
So yeah, you're 8 times more likely to be killed by a policeman than a so-called terrorist. So that, you know, in general, if we think that the police are there to protect us, the numbers and the truth and the reality of it is that we should all be spending trillions of dollars protecting ourselves from the police instead of terrorists.
Oh, that'd be fascinating.
Wow. Yeah, good call, man. Anything else you want to share tonight, Andrew?
Yeah. As far as you guys talking about this gentleman's trial, which is just horrific. It's like, who watches the cops? You know, that's our duty as a citizen, a so-called citizen, you know, is to watch the police and the government. Because otherwise, you know, the reason for having the government is because people say that, oh, I'm afraid of something. I'm afraid that this might happen, so we need the cops. And that means you're afraid of other people. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. But if you're afraid of other people, then you should be afraid of the government, because they are comprised of people.
Right. The government's just usually strangers. And the difference between them and average strangers is these strangers have the ability to use violence against you and get away with it. So, yeah, you should be really concerned with that and have your video cameras out. And don't let the fact that the police are pushing to have their own cameras dissuade you from having your own camera and use that to hold these guys accountable. I've seen so many times, I can't count, where having a camera I'm certain has changed the outcome of a situation involving the police and somebody I didn't know on the streets, just the police messing with somebody on the streets. I've seen it time and time again where the police will just pack up and get out of there, or they won't, you know, they'll issue a warning rather than a ticket, or they won't arrest somebody that they normally would have arrested under other circumstances. I swear the camera changes everything, and usually for the better.
Yeah, it does. What do you guys think about the live streaming aspect of it, considering, okay, if I keep it on my phone, well, these scumbags can, you know, look on your phone and delete it. Obviously, they can always figure that out, but, you know, is there a good live streaming place to be like, oh, well, I'm live streaming this, so suck it.
Yeah, I think live streaming is the way to go, and actually, I looked into, after my arrest, so one of my complaints about live streaming is, like, normally it's on your phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're finally coming out with, like, decent camcorders that you can, like, stream, you know, good quality video to the internet. So I think it is definitely the future, and I'm really happy about that.
Here's what I would recommend for you, Andrew, and for anybody out there. Smartphones, of course, are more ubiquitous now than ever before. The last numbers I saw, which were probably about a year ago, so I imagine they're even more so than these numbers might suggest, but it was around 60% of U.S. adults who have a smartphone, and that would mean that about 60% of U.S. adults have a video camera device on them at all times throughout their day. So what I would recommend is that you download an app called Bambuser, B-A-M-B-U-S-E-R. That, I believe, is the current best of the various free recording / streaming apps. My one gripe with Bambuser right now is that they don't keep a copy on your phone, that it only uploads to their server. And it's on your phone until they finish the upload to the server. And then once the upload to the server is done, they wipe it off your phone for some reason.
So there's no way to have a backup or anything. It's just on their server.
It's on their server, right. Oh. So I like having it on my phone, too. That way it's there as well. And if I need to access it quickly, I can just do that. But it's free software, so, you know, what do you want? But Bambuser,
right.
that's pretty good. And that's something that you can use to stream live to the internet. And then you can tell the cops, hey, I'm streaming this live to the internet. And even if you aren't streaming live to the internet, you could still BS them, and you could say, I may be streaming this live to the internet. That way you're not actually telling a lie, because in some places it's illegal to lie to the police, but you could say, I may be streaming this live to the internet, and then they'll have to guess whether or not you're telling the truth on that, and change their behavior as it may. Thanks, Andrew, for your call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. And by the way, somebody had asked in the last hour, they said they wanted the numbers on how dangerous it is to be a cop. I've got those numbers, and we will share them with you in a moment. Andrew gave you one statistic, but we'll give you a little bit more information here, because turns out being a cop isn't so dangerous. compared to other professions, and even compared to being a cop in the past. Some shocking information coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Even I was surprised by this. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to bring up anything you want. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. We'll approve it. And that'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward on Skype. You can also call the old-fashioned way, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tis the season for some berries from Sherry's Berries. We've talked about Sherry's Berries in the past on Free Talk Live, so if you've heard us rant about it before, this will sound awfully familiar. But if you're new to the show, Sherry's Berries is it's an amazing product. It's a great gift. I mean, gifts that you can eat, I like those. I really like those because, you know, they're special, especially freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They are irresistible, and they're dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. They can be topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, and it's a delicious present that you don't really have to feel guilty about eating. They're strawberries, and they pick, by the way, I didn't mention this earlier, they pick some of the best strawberries. I don't know if they, like, order A-grade or A-plus grade strawberries, but they're always, like,
where are Sherry's Berries based out of?
That's a darn good question.
I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if they.
You caught me flat-footed on that.
Well, I wonder if they've got different distribution centers so that they ship it to the closest to you so that the fruit stays.
That's an excellent question as well. But I do know that they will ship fast. So when you buy Sherry's Berries, you know you're getting like I think it's overnight shipping. I mean, this is
okay.
It comes to you fast, and they've got like ice packs in there, so the box arrives nice and cool. Even though it's wintertime up here in New Hampshire, we did get these I think last year. During Mother's Day, which obviously not wintertime, and they were nice and cool as soon as you pop them out of the box. So they do a great job.
Yum.
Packaging. Yeah, their pack is real nice. It's a nice gift, and it's only $19.99. That's the starting price. Now you factor in shipping and things like that. It gets to be a little bit pricier. But what you want to do is you want to double the berries for just $10 more. Trust me on this one. You want to double the berries for $10 more, and you got to use the special Free Talk Live discount code to get these deals, whether it's the $19.99 or the $10 more. Use code FTL over at berries.com, berries.com. Unless your loved one hates strawberries or chocolate, then this is a perfect gift for just about anybody else. Berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in FTL to get the deals. And you know what? If you know someone who hates strawberries, I know one of these people. I've met one person who hates strawberries.
I knew someone that was actually allergic to strawberries. I've never heard of a strawberry allergy, although I'm sure there are out there.
If you are one of those unfortunate people, well, they've got other great products like Christmas cake pops, cheesecakes, and even dipped pretzels. So go check out the inventory over at berries.com and use code FTL to get special deals as we go to your calls and thoughts. And then we'll come up with the details on this. Well, somebody had asked for some numbers about what's the most dangerous career. Is being a cop particularly dangerous? And we've got the statistics here. We'll get into that. But first, we've got Rob from the Rebel Love Show out in Manchester on via Skype. Rob Mathias, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How's it going? First off, must say I'm still on a high from James Cleveland's keynote at Keenvention.
It was that good.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm driving down to Boston. I rarely ever listen to Free Talk Live. I usually listen to a podcast. But I wanted to get your guys' opinion on the police having cameras on them. Because here with the whole Eric Garner thing, I mean, a police officer was videotaped killing someone in cold blood on the street over a tax. And he got away, you know, scot-free. So my opinion is, I kind of feel as if is a good idea to have cameras on police, because now, you know, good cops, not good cops, but cops that, like, actually do what they're supposed to do for the most part, aren't going to let, like, you know, a kid with pot on him, or if they're pro-Second Amendment, let someone that's violating, like, a gun permit away, like, look, take a, you know, have a blind eye, because now they're on camera and they can be fired for doing something like that.
I think that's the risk. I would agree with you. They may use the footage for bad, but it's just like any technology. Does the good outweigh the bad? And that's the real question. Like, they could use it to say, oh, well, here's video of you jaywalking, Rob. You know, you're screwed or whatever.
There's a strong point that you're making there, and another good point that someone made against the idea of police having cameras on them was that, you know, this could be used for the what do they call it? The panopticon, I think is what
they're
calling it.
The surveillance state.
The surveillance state, you know, tying it into facial recognition software. So as a cop walks down the street, some computer is identifying wanted suspects or whatever. That's also a concern. But, of course, if the cops were actually just going after violent people, that wouldn't really be as much of a concern. But to the point that you're making, that maybe if the cop was otherwise going to look the other way at someone that he caught with some marijuana, that would somehow change his behavior. I wonder about that, because, well, what's the likelihood that there's someone at the police department reviewing all 8 hours of footage or whatever? Or I guess they would probably only review the incidents where whatever incident happened. I guess it could happen, right? Like somebody, they pay somebody to randomly check the officers and see, you know, if what
they do an audit or something.
Yeah, to audit them. So I don't think that everybody who looked the other way, or every incident in which there was a cop that looked the other way would necessarily get them in trouble, but you might be right. It might create sort of an aura of fear over the officer and make them more likely to make an arrest.
I will say I'm pleased that they made the license plate cameras illegal in New Hampshire. But
that's true. The only state.
Well, I agree with both of you that it could definitely be used to twist things around, make it look like in their favor. But I remember Coblock as well as Mark sharing this image where officers in Rialto, California, were required to wear video cameras while on duty. And in just 1 year, their use of force was dropped significantly by 60% and complaints dropped by almost 90%. So, I mean, I certainly agree with both of you that it could definitely be used in pretty terrible ways, but, you know,
I would like to go a step further. They should have to, let's say they have cameras, okay, it'd be like, okay, James Cleveland, 12:12, it's 8 p.m., I'm checking in for the day. They should have, like, narrate their day and then upload it to YouTube and be like, I'm turning off the camera because I'm about to go eat lunch or I'm going to the restroom. Hmm. I will, you know, resume recording when done. Like, they should have to narrate it, and there should be a record. And the public, put that on YouTube. There would probably be people who would watch it, you know. You know, who knows, but, like, what is the disadvantage of that, per se, you know?
So what do you think, Rob? I mean, are you still trying to figure out where you stand on this? Where are you coming from?
Well, I'm obviously all in favor of, you know, any person filming a government agent. Mm-hmm. You know, that's obviously, anytime you're dealing with the government, you should be, especially a cop, you should have a camera on you. But, no, I have mixed feelings on it. I used to be very hardcore and say that all police officers should be wearing their own body cameras, but the surveillance state and the whole fact that it makes, it could cause cops that are actually not going to arrest someone for a victimless crime do so for their job.
Well, okay, but that argument can be used the other way, right? So, like, that argument has been made, and I think it's valid, that if you are the one with the camera and you're the one who's recording a situation, that the cop could then have to arrest you because you've got your camera out and, you know, he's on the record and that video could show up on YouTube, so maybe he's got to write the ticket.
That's true.
Or whatever. So it is definitely a double-edged sword, and it's something that we're going to... I think the Liberty community seems split on this one.
I think the good outweighs the bad. Police need to wear cameras. More cameras are good.
I think so, too, because I've seen the police change their behavior when cameras get turned on. Hey, thanks, Rob, for the call. We're coming up. Free time.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you to our website. You can go there. Get interactive. You can submit content right there to the front page of the site. Maybe it's a YouTube video, a news story, or a blog post. Whatever it is you want to submit, it appears. And then once you've submitted it, and then other listeners can vote. You can vote things up if you like them. Vote them down if you don't. It's all totally free. It's a Reddit-based voting system. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Danica.
And James.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here in a moment. But first, want to let you know about another great gift opportunity. Of course, this will be good not around the Christmas season because it's just a year-long, I think, excellent choice. Especially if you've got kids in your life. In Freedom's Cause. This is audio theater. And in this case, it's a story about the struggle for freedom. The story of William Wallace. You know that name if you've seen the movie Braveheart. This is kind of like Braveheart, but only historically accurate. And the music is excellent. The voice acting is excellent. The Foley is well done as well. Foley's the sound effects. And it even has some name actors in it, like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, as well as James Cosmo from Braveheart. So go to infreedomscause.com. You can learn more about it there. You can actually get a study guide with this. And there's even a special family four-pack that we've got a special offer for you on. The family four-pack, you actually get four copies of In Freedom's Cause. You can give away as you so choose to your kids or, you know, the nephew or whoever. Go to infreedomscause.com and use code FTL to get that family four-pack of the CDs for half price. This is a long presentation, by the way. It's a two-CD set, and it's basically a two-plus-hour audio theater. Infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas, also via Skype. Nathan, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
First, James, I wanted to say I really admire you for that stance that you took there. There's a lot of people who would just kind of, you know, comply with whatever the police told them. And I think it's really heroic that you, you know, stood your ground like that.
Oh, thank you.
So my question was actually of a less weighty matter. I've been really curious lately about this thrift store that's opened in Keene. Not so much about the store itself as the process that led up to it, you know, saving money, hiring people, filling out whatever government paperwork I suppose they make you fill out. What was that process like going from, I guess you said you were an accountant, and to basically running a little thrift store in Keene?
Oh, so yeah, it was definitely a learning process. So I have run businesses in the past. I kind of, and I'm an accountant, so I'm somewhat, you know, I have some business know-how. I would definitely say it's challenging. I mean, it's like a rocket launch. You expend so much energy just to get off the ground. You know what I mean? It's like you have to, even right now, I'm working 7 days a week, you know, from pretty much almost the moment I wake up to, you know, when I go to bed at night, I'm thinking about the business or I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing marketing, I'm doing accounting, I'm pricing items, I'm laying out the store, I'm saying, oh, I should work on the website, or I need to do this, or so that can be challenging, but it's very rewarding too. I think I was saying over the break, I think I'm broken now. Like, I don't think I can go work for anyone else. Like, I'm working so hard. Yeah. It's like it is so satisfying to be like in control of your destiny. Either I'm going to make it, or I'm, you know, or it's not going to work. It's just fascinating.
Well,
like,
you're as in control as you could be. I mean, obviously you can't control if the customers come through the door.
That's true. So I'm not the true boss, because yeah, the customer's the boss. That's true.
But you're making more decisions than ever before. Yeah. About what you get to do, and you collect all of the reward rather than having to send all of it off to the boss, and then he sends you a cut back.
Yep. And also it's like I don't have to – well, you know, I have people I work with, but I'm not like, no one's like, oh, you know, you were a minute late or whatever. It's kind of like, I'm a
now
professional.
Now you get to do that.
Yeah, I'm a professional, right? I'm going to open on time, and I'm going to make sure the store is staffed and, you know, there are products there. But I don't know. Starting the business, too, I guess from the government perspective. So I used to do taxes, I guess I'm ashamed to admit. And I was one of my businesses in Georgia. And I opened a business in Gwinnett County, and like I said, it was like the Soviet Union. It's all kinds of nonsense. And even it was challenging. I had to put down a $700 deposit to get the power turned on. I had to put down a $300 deposit to get the gas turned on. I didn't have to put down any deposit in New Hampshire.
That's interesting.
The business permit and fees and stuff, I didn't get a permit in New Hampshire. I just pretty much opened.
You almost opened, and then code enforcement swooped in at the last moment. But you hadn't gone through any government process. Had you just swung the doors open without them, like, spotting you? The thing was, you guys are, like, right on a main drag. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we also have a group of haters in town who watch everything we do and, you know, go over with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah.
So they were likely calling in on you guys. And so then they swooped in and, like, told you something about signs. And then what else? There was like a fire extinguisher or something.
Yeah, they wanted a fire inspection, and that's something I was somewhat familiar with. Gwinnett County had that as well. I would say on the average, though, New Hampshire's not perfect. There's still work to be done. I should just be able to put a sign up.
Like, yeah, absolutely. On your property? Yeah.
I have to calculate the linear feet of the front of the building. And there's like a formula, and it's just like I have to submit them a drawing of how it's going to look like. It's just like, okay.
And didn't you find out that apparently the sign ordinances in Keene were written by the guy who runs the one sign production company in Keene?
Of course. I mean, it's total crony capitalism, if you will.
Oh, yeah. And didn't I also hear that sign owner, the sign making company owner, is in the group Stop Free Keene and has basically been screwing you around on, you know, getting a sign done?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm just going to do it myself. I'm going to fill out the permit and I'll submit the drawings and whatnot. But
So there you go. There's a little bit of information for you, Nathan. Anything else?
Well, just one more thing. I was curious, why a thrift store? What made you think that would be something that would be in demand as
good
opposed
question.
To like a shoe store?
Because there are already thrift stores in Keene. You're not the first on the scene.
That's true. So, you know, I'm an accountant, so I kind of did my due diligence. The real key to a good business, obviously, is having the right people. And my business partner is a gentleman named Jay. He runs mailtojail.com. He's been in New Hampshire for a long time. He is a pro at this kind of industry. Like, he's basically been doing...
He buys stuff on, like, and then resells it online.
Exactly. Basically. So he has over a decade of experience. This is his life. So I was comfortable enough when him and I were talking about it, and then I did my due diligence. So one of the advantages I had is some of the thrift stores in the area are nonprofits. So being an accountant, I said, oh, well, I can go look at their tax returns. So I could kind of see some numbers.
Oh.
I could see their expenses. I could see their revenues. So I knew there's an opportunity there. But another thing I like about it, and this is kind of, I guess, maybe it's not as important, but I like how there's like a green aspect to it, like recycling. I feel like I'm providing a valuable service. You know, I'm bringing like products to market. And also, I think it's good that if something was going to be thrown out or... Well, first off, my thrift store is a little bit more high-end, I guess you'd call it that.
I don't want junk in there.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That's why I don't take donations. I don't want, like you're not going to go in there and find, like, I don't know, everything being a dollar or something.
Yeah.
You know, I have nice furniture. If you buy a coat or jacket, it's likely going to have the tag on it or it's going to be in really tip-top shape. You know, I don't want to have, like, holes in it and things like that. Stuff I would want to purchase and have on my own is kind of what I'm stocking here. But I would say the main reason, of course, would probably be Jay.
That's your partner.
Yeah. So I would say you should definitely, if you're going to open your own business, what you're good at is what you should do.
Move to New Hampshire first, though, before you do it. And thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight.
And take the plunge. It is nerve-wracking. It's a risk, but it's rewarding.
You quit your job over this, and that was one of the things you were struggling with in the beginning. And I said, you're going to want to do this because you wouldn't have any time. You already didn't have any time after, you know, when you were working. So now that you don't have a job, you still have no time. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy.
you get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. 855-450-FREE. There's still enough time to get your thoughts in here if you call in now. You can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Annika.
And James.
James Cleveland is here from Robin Hood of Keene. You can visit them online via Facebook. Just go to, just type in Robin Hood of Keene and it'll come up. Also, you can go to robinhood.freekeene.com. If you're new to Robin Hood and you don't know what that means, it means filling the meters of expired meters, parking meters that have been expired before the meter maid can reach the meter to write a ticket. And it has resulted in a lot of controversy. We really haven't even talked about Robin Hooding tonight. The case that we've discussed in the past is still at the Supreme Court. The court had their hearing a couple of months ago. Probably going to be sometime in sometime in winter 2015 when the court will make its ruling as to whether or not people who are out and about can talk to government employees in critical ways. And that's ultimately a free speech case, and it's fascinating, and there's a lot of information at freekeene.com if you want to learn more about that. I want to bring Bill on here in West Virginia, and then I do want to go real quick through the numbers that I found, because I promised our caller earlier that we would talk about this, and I do have the numbers about police fatalities. How often are cops dying on the job? Is this actually one of the most dangerous jobs? Let's go first, though, to Bill. He's in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how y'all doing up there?
Super.
Great.
Hey, good.
Fantastic. What I wanted to do is comment about the surveillance state. It's not so much that they're watching. It's the fact that there are so many laws on the books that they can pick and choose from. And as soon as you walk out the door, you're violating some kind of law.
Now that's a good point.
And also, they pick and choose who they're going to arrest. A good example of that is all the surveillance tapes they had in Missouri. clearly when they were watching those people burn down all the businesses over there. They mm-hmm. did not arrest these people and put them in jail, but they had plenty of video, plenty of surveillance video to round these people up and charge them with the crimes that they committed. But they decided they weren't going to do that. In fact, wow. the President of the United States decided he was going to say that they were perfectly legitimate in doing this sort of thing.
Well, that's probably because it was actually the cops that were setting the fires. I mean, we've seen some crazy stories about police provocateurs that are undercover. There was a headline. The picture's been all over Facebook. Photographyisnotacrime.com has the story. Undercover cop aims gun at photographer during a march in Oakland. What happened was these guys were acting as though they were protesters. Someone apparently called them out as being undercover cops, and when the cop basically lost his cover, he flipped out and grabbed his gun and literally points it at a photographer. I mean, this is one of the scariest pictures I've seen.
Yeah, well, my point was that they can pick and choose whomever they want to arrest. They took Dinesh D'Souza, and they put him in jail for 6 months for doing something that Barack Obama's bunglers are doing and have been doing for the last 6 years. They decided they were going to zero in on him. They did the same thing with the governor of Texas. And now, and they went after the people at AP and also with James Rosen of Fox News. They did the same thing.
You're talking about targeting journalists? You're talking about where they've targeted journalists?
Talking about targeting anybody they want to.
Yeah. That's true.
They can create crimes whenever they feel like it. They
Absolutely.
Can make it up
oh, yeah.
as they go along. And they yeah. don't have to have any rhyme or reason as long as it's along the ideological path. They can just
In most cases, they're going to get away with it, too, Bill. I share your frustration. I recommend you check out copblock.org if you haven't done so already. They've got some great coverage there of the stuff that you find very frustrating. Thank you for the
right.
call tonight. Let's go real quick here to By the Numbers. How dangerous is it to be a cop? This story from FEE.org. Turns out that it's actually never been safer in the last 100-plus years to be a cop than it is today. According to the details here, a few police officers die in the line of duty. Since 1900, only 18,781 police officers have died from any work-related injury. That's an average of 164 per year. In absolute terms, officer fatalities peaked in 1930 during alcohol prohibition at 297, spiking again in the 1970s before steadily declining since then. If you look at police fatalities adjusted for the U.S. population, the decline is even starker. 2013 was the safest year for American policing since 1875. And in 2013, out of 900,000 sworn officers, just 100 died from a job-related injury. Now, remember, that doesn't mean necessarily being shot by somebody. It's job-related injury. It could mean they got crushed under their car or something like that. So that breaks down to 11.1 per 100,000. That's a rate of 0.01%. So how does that compare to other jobs in America? Well, thankfully, we have the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, which shows the top 10 most dangerous jobs in the United States. This data was from 2013. So again, remember that number for the police, 11.1 per 100,000 cops. They die per year. So here's the top 10. Number 10, construction laborers. They have 17.7 per 100,000 die.
Oh, yeah.
So the cops aren't even close to construction workers. I don't know where they rank, but I would imagine it's closer to 20 than it is to number 10.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. I used to do construction. So
number 9, electrical power line installers and repairers with 21.5 out of 100,000. 8, farmers, ranchers, and other agriculture managers, 21.8 out of 100,000. Number 7, drivers / truck drivers, etc., 22 out of 100,000. Mining machine operators at number 6, 26.9 out of 100,000. Number 5, refuse and recyclable material collectors. Believe it or not, 33 out of 100,000 die in that job each year. Number 4, roofers. A totally separate category from construction.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's that much more dangerous. With 38.7 roofers dying out of 100,000 roofers. Now, again, comparing that to the average construction laborer, that's twice as dangerous. That's twice as dangerous to be a roofer compared to other construction jobs. going on here. Number three, aircraft pilots and flight engineers. 50.6 out of 100,000. I'm actually kind of surprised by that.
I'm shocked at that. That's interesting.
Airline travel is generally considered very, very safe compared to, say, driving somewhere. Number two, fishers and related fishing workers with 75 out of 100,000 dying in those careers.
Deadliest catch, anybody?
And not quite. Number one, the deadliest job, loggers. Logging workers are 91.3 deaths out of 100,000 full-time workers there. So loggers compared to cops, cops again with 11.1 out of 100,000, loggers with 91 out of 100,000. So nowhere near as dangerous as construction, loggers, etc. Cops is much safer. In fact, again, the numbers I'll show you, and I'll link to this FEE study over at our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can access those by going to news.freetalklive.com. I'll link to the study, and they've got a really cool graph where they plot over 100 years. Little blue dots show you how many cops died, you know, year by year by year, and they've just been going. It's just been going down, down, down since 1973, basically. So we continue here with your calls and thoughts. We go to Perry, listening in New Hampshire, to our Nashua affiliate, WSMN. Hey, Perry.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Free state, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. You want 20,000 people in here. Now, my question being is, how many new jobs have been created in the state?
Well, I've created four new jobs myself, so
by opening your own business.
So there is only a couple more jobs to make.
Well, there's lots of new jobs being created. I mean, as new people move here, they bring new talents and new abilities. And as James pointed out, he opened up his own business. He created jobs. There are business owners who are moving their businesses here. So as more people enter into a given area, that creates a greater demand on products and services. And so there needs to be more products and services available to fill that demand. So it's, you know, it doesn't matter how many people move to New Hampshire. New jobs will be created.
Well, New Hampshire has a very low unemployment rate. And I know Comcast, you know, opened up a call center, I believe, earlier this year and created about, you know, 1,500 jobs right there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've never had a problem getting a job here in the Keene area. I can't speak for elsewhere in New Hampshire, but compared to the Atlanta area where I was from, it was very difficult to find a job down there. I mean, it was great moving here. I came up to Keene. I spent a week looking for a job. I had three job offers in a week. It was just incredible. I couldn't believe it. And I'm not saying like that's going to be for everyone, but I was just shocked at the job market.
I got blacklisted on a job, and I haven't worked in about 8 years. So I'll have to do what you did and create my own work.
That's the best way to do it. I thank you, Perry, but we're short on time tonight.
Hey, thank you
for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, that's a great idea. If you can't get a job, then figure out what you can do to bring a unique product or service to the marketplace, and that'll, you know, hopefully you'll be happy doing. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.